ass. They don't have the means of washing their ass, and it might be pissy pussy. It might be some good gray homeless pussy, but it's just not clean. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stacks.
What's up? I'm Vince,
and we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips, a safe space for weird thoughts. Awkward thinkers. I gotta turn down the thing.
Nico, can you shut that door?
Nico, shut the door for us
on this side.
Yeah. All right, you know what to do. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and do all what you need to do. What else, Vince?
If you like something in the video, make sure you leave a comment. You let us know what exactly it is that you liked, why you liked it. And then make sure you sharing this with your grandma. You sharing it with your auntie, your cousins, with your church group, whoever. Let everybody see this. Send it out so we can get, you know.
Paid and
exposure,
like,
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I ask this all the time. Mm-hmm. But how you been, man? What's been going on?
I don't know. I'm good. I just started a new position.
Yeah.
That's been going good. It feels good to actually, you know, put my degree to some use finally after 2 years. Has it been 2 years out of school?
Yeah, it's been two years. About to be 3 years
later, putting the degree to some use now. So
yeah, that's good.
That's good. It's different, but it's cool.
It's good that you're not a waste of space anymore.
Yeah.
Like
how you be at the house sometimes.
No, I'm always on point at the house. That's what I am. Okay. My week has been, you know, a week. I had a conversation with my dad this week about some personal things. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I had a conversation about my dad with my dad. Mm-hmm. And the conversation went so far left from what we were talking about. Yeah. It went from the initial, and then it went from, it's nothing like good pussy.
You and your dad was talking about good pussy.
It felt, you know, it was like we're making up for lost times. Mm-hmm. I think this was one of those appropriate ones. But what threw me off, he was like, "Is nothing good? Is nothing better than having some good snatch?" That's what he called it. Snatch. Mm-hmm. I've never
old
heard
people be. I've heard snatch a lot of times.
I've never heard.
It's
that.
Always old people.
Because it's like, why can't you just call it pussy?
Because they wasn't used to calling it pussy.
Yes, it was.
No, they wasn't. They was not calling pussy back then. They was it was snatch. It was that shit.
Snatch and trim.
Because cooler, coochie. That's how you get coochie and stuff. People wasn't calling pussy. They were scared of pussy.
Niggas was not scared
they
of
was
no
scared
pussy.
Of saying pussy at one point. Pussy was, and we saying pussy a lot now.
Here
but
we are.
It wasn't, it's one of them words that was like taboo. Mm. It's like, oh, we don't say that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Because I was at work, and I was looking at somebody get a wax. So like, Angela Reese was getting a wax and like on TikTok, and then they showed her mold of her, like, pussy on TikTok. And
like, with the leftover wax stuff?
Like, the leftover hairs, but it was literally, like, the mold of it. Like, what her shape of her lips look like and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, who was a nigga that petitioned, like, all right, we need hairless pussy?
Mm.
Like, what made, like, who was the first nigga was like, I think this would be better.
Hairless pussy.
Bald. Yeah.
Mm. I gotta say porn. Porn probably started hairless pussy.
But you look in the 70s, they had that.
They did, but then there's, at some point, it's the, you know, everybody was like, oh, you gotta shave that shit.
Yeah.
So then, in the 70s, you got motherfuckers walking around with bushes and shit on their pussies and stuff.
Yeah.
But now, motherfuckers stripped that down.
I don't know why, though. I feel like it'll get
you
more.
You don't think that bald pussy tastes better?
It's not that it tastes better to me. I think it's just more so one of those things where it's like, what's the difference?
It's a difference. Because it's like, number one, hairy pussy traps in moisture, traps in other stuff. Not saying that hairy dick don't do the same thing.
Right.
We focusing on pussies right now.
Right.
But, yeah, it traps in so much. So then it's like when you go down there to enjoy it, you can't really get the full extent of it because you got so much hair in the way. And then you can't even taste because you got so much hair.
Mm.
So then it's like, not saying that pussy is just like, oh, delectable, but it's like,
it's a nice treat.
I would rather taste it bald than hairy.
Mm. Yeah, some good pussy is like a cold bottle of water late at night. Wake up, just this cold, fresh bottle of water right there for you.
Right at night,
just right on the side. Y'all probably wondering, like, oh, why are you guys dressed like this and stuff like this? I'm not going to lie. This mullet is empowering me to be racist.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel more racist.
It's bringing the redneck out of you.
And I love it. Mm-hmm. I like, with this mullet on, I feel like I can, I want to commit a hate crime.
You want to commit a hate crime?
Yeah, I want to spread hate. Mm-hmm. Like, this, I get it. I understand now.
Yeah.
Like, if I was white, this would be my look.
That mullet does for you.
Yeah, I like it though. I was gonna buy a Bud Light because I felt like it was it was given for me to have a Bud Light, but it wasn't. What do we want to get into? Do we want to go into this rabbit hole of a show, or do we? I did want another piece, another segment piece of our advice. I was looking back at a lot of our old shit, and I'm like, who the fuck was listening to us? Like, I feel like our
listeners.
I mean, yeah, we got listeners, but I'm looking at it like we don't give good advice.
Why don't we? You don't give
good
advice.
I give fucking great advice.
How do as a collective?
As a collective, we suck. As a tally, we suck. But when it's me individual, I be having some.
What advice
bars.
Did we give that was horrible?
What was it? It was just it's just every time it has something to do with clean hygiene. Like, every time we give some good advice, it'd be like, yeah, and make sure you step your pussy up. Make sure you step your dick up.
Yeah. Like, that's what it boiled down to at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it boiled down to keeping your shit clean.
So what do you say with homeless people, though?
Why the fuck would you do that? Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you be one of them people? I hate people who, like, when you make a point to something, and then it's like, people will go and be like, oh, well, what about homeless people?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm not talking about why would I be talking about homeless people who don't have access to running water?
So it's like, are they not allowed to have sex? Are homeless people not allowed to have sex? That is the question.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to have sex?
Because.
My thing is this. If you have access to those things, why the fuck are you not using them? If you don't have access. It's a little bit more understandable.
So you're allowed. That's the only stipulation. If you don't have access.
Yeah. It makes it. It's like education. It makes sense for you to be a dumbass if you never had an education. Mm. But if you went to school for 12 years and then you went to college, I'm going to be confused and disappointed that you're still dumb. Why the fuck did you go to school and just to be dumb after that? So. For homeless people or for situations where it's like, oh, everybody needs to clean their body. And they still need to clean their body. That's right. Still a need that they have, but they just don't have access to it.
Yeah. I don't know. What? Go ahead. No, please.
I just want to know why do people do that? Like the little picking up under and shit. And when you make comments on certain things, because people have done that to us. Like when we was telling people like, don't post your ugly ass babies.
Oh, yeah, they went
off on that.
And
people came into the comments and was like, my baby died while I was trying to give birth. What am I supposed to do? This is the only way I'm supposed to. Why
heal.
The fuck would you think I was talking about you?
Heal. That's what you need to do.
And so me and Cheyenne was talking about that today. Why do people always go for like the most negative thing or like choose to. I feel like in them situations, people choose. To purposely be like, what about homeless people?
Because I feel like in some statements you have to bring certain groups up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a what about homeless people. Yes, no, they don't have the means of washing their ass. And it might be pissy pussy. It might be some good gray homeless pussy. But it's just not clean. Good gray homeless pussy.
Shut the fuck up. I just mean though, like, wow. If we talking about being able to wash and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Why go for the people who aren't able to because of circumstances that's not their own?
This is what I'm saying, sir. Mm-hmm. If you were homeless, are you not having sex?
I'm probably. I mean, I feel like I need to focus on some other shit. My priorities need to be a little different because what am I throwing dick for and I don't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out? And I'm not saying that to say homeless people can't have sex because I'm pretty sure they do and I don't knock it. Nobody is trying to police y'all on having sex. But I think my main concern would be trying to figure out my next situation and not just sex. But like your father said, some good snatch
will
pick you up.
Oh, bro, it will. It will. Yeah. I got flashed by a homeless person before. My mom was like, I went, what happened? It was.
Why do you have so many horror stories with homeless people? What the fuck you be doing?
I think they be targeting me. I ain't gonna lie. I think they be targeting me.
Because you got a house?
Yes. And I think they just trying to, like, I think it's hate towards people with houses. That's what I think. It's like a whole, they rally together and then
that
they be like,
mullet fucking yo brain up.
I'm telling you, bro.
Because that's some thinking, shit that they would say. That's some shit they would say.
I'm with. Down with the niggas.
Take that fucking mullet off, bro.
I am with all the bullshit today. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you will feel empowered. I feel like I can start a rally. Like, I want to go to a Trump rally now. But back to it. The guy, my mom just told me, she said, stay in the car. This was like 2016, right before I was about to go to college. She said, stay in the car. I got to drop off something for my job. And a homeless man came up, and he walked like closer to the car, so I'm like, all right, what? It's just another crazy homeless nigga. The nigga walks in front and pulls down his pants in front. I'd be lying if I said his shit wasn't hanging.
What do that matter? What do that matter?
I'm like, yo. But like, and he's, oh, my bad, I ain't see you, nigga. My mom don't even got tents on the car. How don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got flashed by a homeless person.
How'd that make you feel?
Seeing somebody else's penis that's not mine was not, like, that's not on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. But it's so weird. You know what? Why it's so weird about that?
What?
I was more uncomfortable there, but it's, like, in porn, I'm like, okay, I can see somebody's dick.
We talked about that, too, because we was watching, like, I think it was, like, Euphoria or something, and they were fucking, and
the dad showed his dick.
Yeah,
I think.
And I was just like, we watch porn.
Yeah.
It, I'm like, shit.
But
shit.
It's weird. It's weird when it's a bunch of your friends and then you see dick on the screen. It's like, oh, I do this in private. Mm-hmm. Like,
it do be weird because it's like, oh, we all supposed to just watch your sex scene happen now?
Yeah, like, that's like watching sex scenes with your parents is so weird because it's like, I know what the fuck this is about. Mm-hmm. But it's so weird hearing somebody moaning, your mom, right, or your dad next to you. Like,
you got to act like you don't know what the fuck going on. But back to homeless men flashing you and shit. So that kind of reminded me of us talking about being, like, exhibitionists and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We was talking about that.
And so, like, I had kind of told Nas, like, I feel like there's rules to being an exhibitionist. Can you explain to the audience?
So I went on the thing. I used to have this little fetish, I would call it, right? Or do you want me to say what an exhibitionist is?
I don't know what the exhibitionist is.
I guess it's somebody that does danger within sex, or not, like, do the extremes when it comes to sex, like wants to be seen in public or wants to be caught or something like that. So I don't necessarily think I had a crazy fetish. I did, because at one point I liked to want to get caught. But I think it was, like, my teenage, like, fantasies brewing as my adulthood when it came to it, because it was, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the sneaky part of it. Like, I don't know. It was.
Is it sneaky if you, like, waiting for a motherfucker to walk in to catch you fucking?
Yeah. Is that, I feel, sneaky? Like, it's like, oh, you know what? I seen her fucking da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm grown now. Like, that's how I feel like. That's what
And
it
that's
was.
What you looking for.
That was what I was looking for.
No.
Not getting caught masturbating. That was embarrassing. I'd rather get caught fucking than getting caught masturbating.
I think everybody rather get caught fucking than masturbating.
Yeah, it's still embarrassing. But go ahead. What was your take on it? Sir.
I just felt like, because we were discussing what exactly he was doing at that time, and apparently
I was fucking with the door wide open.
In the dorm room, in the dorm suite. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was explaining to him, like, I think, I'm not opposed to exhibition and shit, but I just feel like I want people who are aware of what's going on first, like, so that they can agree to participate versus just fucking randomly and then knowing people are going to come into the area and not giving a fuck.
See, I don't know. I think people like the extremes. I feel like everybody want, like, when we said this before, is like people who want to fuck in their parents' room or something.
No,
like
that's nasty.
But I think it's like, I think what people do is, like, we grown now. Like, I want to do what
but
the grown folks do.
And I do. I get that. I get that people want to be seen as grown, but I never understood, especially once I started fucking, it was like noticing what happens during sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to lay in nobody else's juices, especially my fucking parents. I don't want to go behind. And it's 10 of us, 10 or 11 of us, so they like fucking baby maker machines and shit. Yeah. So I don't want to go in behind that and lay in my parents' juices and what they did and mix my own. That's nasty.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's some white people shit.
I'm not going to go against my people on this episode. I ain't fucking with you on that white people
y'all
shit today.
Y'all was doing that shit with y'all cousins.
I don't know what that is. I've been seeing that a lot lately. You know that? Is this family called the Whit something family? Whitmore or Whit something?
The Whitfields?
Something. I think it might be around that. I don't know. But it's something with a W. I should have did some research, but this just spawned in my head. And they like was incest babies, and they like all survived. They look like the weirdest people in the fucking world.
Ooh, that's like wrong turn. I don't like shit like
that. And they live in the fucking woods.
Yeah. You can't, I don't know. Them, they like flies. You gotta kill them niggas with fire.
Yeah, and I don't know. It just brought me to a thought where it was just like,
who be fucking these people?
Yeah. Yeah, that really, it brought me to like, who fucked you? You know what I mean? Like, why is your cousin attractive? Or why is this woman attractive to you? You know what I mean? Break it down for me, brother.
My thing is, I get people feeling like, okay, my cousin is cute.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But to me, I just feel like knowing that's your cousin, there should never even be no cross between that. Like, you should never want to.
What generations are you like? Are you like first, second, third? Fourth.
Are you serious?
Because Kevin Gates, it was a Kevin Gates thing.
That's nasty.
It was, right.
Nigga, regardless, if I call anybody that you are related to, auntie or uncle, we are family. We can't do shit.
Uncles don't understand that. I can't say that you're uncle. I can't say that. Go ahead.
Because it's weird. It's like, why the fuck? Why would I want us to be fucking around? But I don't know. I've seen my cousin kiss, not my cousin, I've seen my brother kiss one of our cousins. Yeah, but it's not directly his cousin.
Okay.
But again, I still feel like we all grew up together. We should, you know, be like.
You know what? You know what's crazy even about that? It's like play cousins don't even get my dick hard. Like I'm saying, like I'm not. No cousin gets my dick hard. No dick.
What? He said the play cousins don't even do it for me. You got to be the real thing.
Neither one does it for me. But I'm saying like. Like if we've been like called family for this long amount of time, I don't look at you like, oh well, shit, we ain't family. Like it's some niggas that look at it like, oh shit, we ain't family.
My brother literally married our cousin. Like she's not our real cousin. Her and my mom were best friends since they were kids.
Yeah,
started having kids at the same time and shit. And them two just like when we were younger, they just was like, oh, we like each other, and we go, you know.
But I get it as a kid though.
But they're married now. With like five kids. But it was weird to us because it's like, nigga, this is our cousin. We call these people cousins.
Right.
And so it was like, what the fuck is you doing, man? He was like, well, we ain't real cousins.
Right.
And I was like,
I get it.
I get it in that instance. Like, that's different. But and then they weren't people who, like, they stayed in a different city. So it was like, we didn't see them every
often.
Weekend. And
yeah.
Shit.
So it wasn't like an eyesore.
Yeah.
But it's something to talk about at the family reunion. Like,
but my cousin, he got out of jail, and he been like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck one of our cousins. And so I have to hang up the phone when I talk to this nigga. Whenever he brings it up, I'm just like, all right. Yeah.
He got sent back to jail.
He went back.
Oh.
He did. And he out again. The nigga's a menace, bro. I'm going to let us
He like the booty,
know.
Nigga.
He is.
He's like, I just want some booty. Yeah, that's
but it is. It's a weird concept to me to even, like, play – like you want to fuck with a cousin or even say certain shit I'm not comfortable with. I'm not even comfortable playing and joking around with. I would never, I don't know, I just could never joke around and play like as if I wanted to fuck one of my family members.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, I don't know.
Yeah, house, it was a halt and stop at the family. Once somebody said, oh, let's play house, it's a hey. Mm-hmm. Right after that, it's none of that.
Yeah, we didn't play house.
I played house with like, other kids, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That wasn't like, that's like my mom's friend's kids or some shit like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
I was never a fan of that shit. It was just boring. It was like, these niggas, these grown ass adults don't even raise us like this. Why are we playing house as if we, you know?
Know what the fuck going on. I think we based it off of sitcoms.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's based off of sitcoms. I did want to talk about something very, very important to the New York culture since I got this little hate crime thing. Mm-hmm. So, did you know that in New York City, they have a new rat to get rid of rats initiative. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking shit up because they're like really on it. Like they're trying to eradicate the whole little mm-hmm. thing. And I shouldn't be bothered. Like this even shouldn't even be a bother.
But you know, birds of a feather stick together.
Bitch. Bitch. But so I shouldn't be mad about this shit. But like as an East Coast person, I expect New York to be dirty. Like, I feel like rats are a part of the culture. Even when you look it up on Google, it says New York City is, I mean, rats are a staple in New York City's culture. Like,
you love that.
No,
like
it's
that's your favorite part about being over there?
No, it's not even about my favorite mm-hmm. part being over there. It's just one of those things where it's like, once you take away the rats, not the physical rats, but the physical rats, the animals. Mm-hmm. Once you take away those in New York, is like it takes away from the culture. Like it's Tim's, mm-hmm. rats, Chinese food,
and so you gotta have ignorance. Your Tim's zone. So when the rats run over your feet, so you gotta be scared and drop
exactly because you barely feel it.
Yeah,
you feel me? And but that's what I'm like. They once you take away the rats, is you're taking away the culture of New York. And I feel like don't take away all of them. You know what I mean? Just take away some of them. Am I wrong? Is that dirty for me to think?
It's. I mean. You got the fit on, so it matches. Like, I don't know if you just, if that's you in spirit or if that's just the mother talking.
I'm going to read you the article that was I seen in this bitch.
I don't think they run for getting rid of rats. Get rid of them motherfuckers. We good on them. Unless they go start barbecuing and selling them bitches, get rid of them.
I believe they do it.
I believe that, too.
I can't say what I want to say because they've been on it. I can't say what I want to say. It says the phase of New York City's war on rats kicks off a new trash initiative this week. After appointing Rat Caesar in April, Mayor Eric Adams announced that his target for trash and food related businesses, restaurants, supermarkets, bodegas will now be required to use containers for their trash in efforts to combat New York City's rat problem.
So New York got rats because motherfuckers wasn't using containers?
I think New York got rats because motherfuckers are dirty as fuck. Like, I don't think, but like I said, you take away the rats, I don't trust the rappers. Now I don't believe you had a struggle. If you ain't have rats in your cribs, every rapper from New York said they had rats and roaches. If you ain't had rats and roaches in your crib, you're not a valid. You live in the suburbs.
I'm praying for you because ain't no way it's the rats and the roaches that's getting you to like, I don't know, go hard for me. And you're not even from New York.
I'm not. I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
215.
And y'all got fat ass rats in Philly.
No, we got mice. That's the
them
difference.
Them bitches was rats. I've seen a mice. Nigga, that was a rat.
Nigga, it was a mouse, nigga. No. I know the difference
that
between a mouse and a rat.
That rat was like the size of this. That's a fucking rat.
No, New York niggas have rats. Philly people have mice.
Y'all have rats, nigga. We went to the subway. The fucking rats was down there operating the trains. Y'all have rats.
Bitch,
it's not no,
no, we have mice.
It's,
I'm trying to tell you we have mice. And that's such a normal thing. Like, I don't get scared when I see mice. Like, I do when I see it abruptly. But, like, if I see, like, you got mice in the crib, it's like, oh, you got mice in the crib.
Don't invite me over if you got mice in the crib. I ain't gonna lie. And we had a little mouse problem because
we did.
You know, fall.
Motherfuckers
come in,
is dirty, though.
And one of our neighbors got a situation going on. She was being nasty. I ain't gonna get too much into that. But that shit gives me PTSD because I grew up with that shit. Like, we had mice and roaches growing up. And that was some shit I told myself when I get older, I'll never
want
see
none of
that
shit
again. Yeah. I don't ever want to see that. And so, like, I can't see
a mouse unprovoked. Like, I have to know in my head, like, don't not tell me y'all got mice because then I'm going to make a big-ass scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you tell me, hey, we got mice, we got a little mouse problem, all right, I'm cool, I see the bitch running, oh, I just seen it, versus, like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
True. I will say, if you invite me over, let me know, because I think we was letting people know. If you see something running around,
and it wasn't, we got rid of it for
did.
The time.
Niggas was like, hunters at that point.
Man,
we ended up
bro.
Getting a bunch of shit, laid some traps and shit out. And that was a struggle. But it was like, I don't know. It wasn't because of us.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was because of us. I feel like it was because of the neighbor and just because of the fall. They did some construction.
Yeah.
They had just broke some construction down right by our house. And, you know, when they do that shit, mice are bound to come.
But, you know, I used to kill mice a lot.
See?
Like, as a kid. And it used to be like a sport. I fucked up a good interview. My mom was trying to put me in this good-ass school and stuff like that. And you had to go through an interview process. And they was like, all right, ma'am, can you step out? You know, we're going to interview Nasir privately and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah. They were like, oh, so Nasir, what do you like to do for fun? And I said, well, I like to kill mice. I like to kill mice.
I like to kill
that
mice.
That shit would have scared me. I would have been like, this nigga cannot come here. You're going to be killing the kids and shit. Like, they don't know y'all in that, like, bitch beatboxing the mice.
I really, like, you really go put on your tactical vest. It really is a war on mice in the crib, bro. I swear to God. Like, when it came to mice, you put the trap down. You put this. Like, it's really Tom and Jerry in that bitch. Like, nigga, I used to put on that shit like Rambo, like, when it was mice. Don't let it be like a bitch on the sticky trap early in the morning. I'm a, my great grandma used to tell me how to lay it down so you can kill it humanely, so you don't look at it. Cause I used to, like, after a while, I started like getting real like a conscious, and I'm like, this shit ain't right.
These mice going through something. Right. They just want to feed their family.
This shit ain't right. Like, this nigga just wanted to come home, get something for the family. Put some food on the table. Now I got to kill this nigga. So you're supposed to lay down a newspaper so they won't see you or go to sleep. And then you bash their head because they don't really have a lot of bones in their body. Cause they can, head, but the skull is where you, and then you bash their head with the skull. It's kind of crazy. I used to do, or I used to beat them. I used to like hearing the squeak. So I used to get the.
You used to like hearing it?
I was a child. So it sounded like a fucking squeaky toy. I used to get the little blinds thing. And take off the blind, you know, the little things to turn off your thing. And I used to smack it.
Oh, my fucking goodness. What is wrong with you, nigga? Oh, my God. And don't get me wrong, because, I grew up with mice in the house, so I had to kill them bitches, too. But it was, even though it was a sport, it was never one of them things I'm beating that bitch, and I'm happy about. I've thrown a book, I've thrown a can, and I got some good-ass accuracy because of that. Now I just... And I can hit some shit out the corner of my eye. But I've never been like, oh, I want to see how it looks. I want to
hear how. They'll squirm and shit. It was turnt to kill mice. Now my new arch nemesis are flies. I hate them bitches.
Especially in the summer. It's one thing to see a little fly. But then it's like when you see a fat-ass grown adult fly come by.
Bro.
And it's like, bitch, you got the nerve to be in my house, in my space. Like invading my energy, and you got something about killing flies is so satisfying.
Yeah,
hearing that, like, okay, now that's where
that mustache get to you.
No, not the squeak, because that's something that makes actual fucking noise. That's even though flies are living creatures, those are fucking insects. A mouse is a living thing that's like not close to us, but at least close to us. That bitch bleeds when you kill it. Insects don't fucking bleed.
Yes, they fucking do. Everything bleeds.
It bleeds, but it don't bleed fucking blood.
If it was
a mosquito that took your fucking blood.
If it was something bigger, shit would make the same noise.
You would hear a crunching sound. That's it. You're not going to hear. And because if a fucking bug is that big enough for me to hear it make a sound when I kill it, I'm done killing them bitches. I'm not fighting no fucking bug that's big enough to make a sound.
Oh, these flies, bro. Them flies, they got another thing coming. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Like, I hate them. Like, anytime I hear a sound, it's just something that flip a switch. Like, that's my Terminator time to kill you. Like, nigga, I'm on a hunt. Like, I cannot settle until, like, they make my skin crawl.
I don't fuck with flies. I just can't. And I hate that sticky shit. I don't give a fuck where you place that shit at in the house. At some point, you're bound to hit it. The fly traps.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, I just feel like you bound to hit it. There's no way to avoid that shit at all.
Yeah. Did you know that, I know randomly, this is still back on the rat shit, but it's randomly. Did you know that they used to put, like, dynamite in rats and put, like, use them in war?
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. Where the fuck did I see that? I've seen that on a movie before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That don't... It'd be a lot of fucked up shit happening during war. Shit don't surprise
shit
me. They
like,
use kids.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm about to say, nigga, you talking about, did you know they use rats? They use
but,
kids.
I mean, they use kids, but, like, I could use a kid for a bomb. Like, stitch the bitch up. Whew, throw that bitch. Bomb babies. I'm a bomb baby. I'm a tough on your buns.
You evil as fuck. I think it's that mullet really corrupting.
I'm telling you, I'm spreading hate this whole episode. This episode will be named Spread Hate.
Somebody the other day was like, they made a comment like, oh, I'm going to bring up some KFC. And then they were like, yeah, he'll eat it. Everybody loves chicken. And they weren't black when they said that shit. They wasn't black. And so I stopped. And when people be like, trying to offer fried chicken. Oh, I don't eat chicken. I don't eat chicken. I fuck up some chicken. But if you offer me fried chicken, I'm going to assume it's racist, especially if you don't look like me. If that's the only thing that you can offer is fried chicken, I don't eat that shit. I'm sorry.
My teacher said that shit to me, and I took it. I just took it because I like fried chicken. I'm sorry.
You is a fried chicken ass.
Bro, I love fried chicken. And she probably wasn't racist, but that's really one of my favorite foods.
I just, certain shit, I know you, like, even if you feel like this is something, you doing something good, bitch, you doing this because you think, because I'm black, I like fried chicken.
Everybody likes fried chicken, though.
No, not everybody do. It's actually people out here who don't like fried chicken.
What black person you know that don't? It's a handful. It's some girl I know that don't like fried chicken.
Motherfuckers don't like fried chicken all like that. And it is perplexing because, nigga, it's fried chicken.
Fried chicken, good as fuck.
But it's like, I don't like that assumption. I don't like for anybody to put that on me and be like, oh, well, this is what you like.
Yeah, I don't like even the watermelon thing. I don't like watermelon that fucking much.
Nigga, CJ came and picked me up from work the other day. And we went to, like, as we're driving home, I see a farmer's market. If you know, farmer's markets are going to have the best fruit ever. You can't go to Walmart, Kroger's, or Aldi's and get the shit that you're going to get at the farm, or the quality you're going to get at the farmer's market.
Right.
So, nigga, I see a watermelon. I hate buying watermelon from white people. I hate buying that shit in Sam's Club. I hate buying watermelon, period. And if there's white people in the store, because I just feel like a nigger when I buy it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm being looked at and judged. And so, like, I go up to the fucking, I go up to the store, and I'm, like, already, like, I don't want to really buy this shit, but I do want to buy this shit. I really want the shit, because I'm going to juice the watermelon. That's what I was going to do with it. And it made some good-ass juice. That juice, don't fucking do
that. I'm saying my mouth is watering right now.
And this shit just be super fucking sweet, and it's just good quality. My fucking car was declining the whole time. Something was going on with my bank, and it just made me feel worse and worse because the shit declined 4 or 5 times.
For a watermelon.
For a watermelon. And so, and again, I don't want to come here and make it look like I just pulled over for some watermelon. So I'm like, yeah, throw a cantaloupe in there. I take some black licorice.
Right.
Is that an ear of corn back there? Go throw that in the fucking bag.
Just get random shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm on my vegan shit. But no, it's hard to enjoy shit with white people in the world.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was at an airport and I was like, I got some Popeyes, and it was like this row of white people, and he was just like, it was like I opened the box, they was like,
What you about to do it?
Like, it's like the zoo. It's like, ooh, they about to get it. Or we about to sell the fuck up.
It feel like you on display at a zoo. Yeah. It's like they look. People don't. I don't know what it is with them. They don't know how to just be respectful and, like, mind their business. Like, they don't do that. They look at you and watch you, and then they want to make eye contact with you. And it's like, why do you want to make eye contact with me while I pick up this fucking watermelon? Like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Turn your fucking head. Because I feel ashamed. I feel embarrassed, and I shouldn't.
It's like when a girl, like you already seen her naked, but she's still trying to cover up. Like, what are you doing? Oh, my God, don't see me. Like, my titties hot.
Like, these are the same fucking titties I've been
seeing. Right. I've been sucking on these bitches.
Right. Because why do they feel like it's a difference from, like, being in the middle of sex to being, you know, just in the room, like, oh, I'm changing.
I'm saying, don't look at me. I feel like a whore.
It'd be like, shit, you was one.
Right, like, last night, you was going in.
She said, I'm like, no, please.
All right, let's wrap this shit. Let's wrap this shit up. It's about that time where we give you something positive to get through the week. Or we giving thanks. What are we doing today, man?
I'm going to give these niggas something positive.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's give some good advice.
What is some good advice?
I was thinking about this earlier. My positive message for the week is, ladies, think of men like mice. And that good old saying. When you give a mouse a cookie, the motherfucker keep coming back. So be careful on who you give your cookie to. These men,
no,
are like mice.
I ain't gonna lie. Every cookie don't need
niggas. If you got some good cookie,
if
the mice will come back.
But that's if it's good.
You know what I did? I know this whole episode's been about mice and pussy. But I just want to know, like, sometimes I do decisions out of horniness, out of boredom. I was talking to my coworkers about that shit. And I was just saying, like, a lot of the times when I shoot DMs or some shit, I'm really just bored. Or I'm really just trying to see if I can do it. Like, this has no, I really don't even want you. I just want to see if I can do it.
So you wasting people's time.
And it's the best, it's the beauty. It's the beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Nigga, you did not just sit on here and say
that's what I do when I'm bored. Like, some people masturbate, I play in people's DMs. That's it. But yeah, my positive message, my real positive message is, I don't got one for y'all. I ain't even gonna lie.
I don't know.
I've been negative. This shit is.
Like I said, I just started a new position and shit, like a different position, finally going for something in my field. And not to say that what I was doing before wasn't something that I enjoyed, because I did. But I just want to say, don't get stuck at some place. Like, don't get stuck somewhere. Don't listen to your bosses and your fucking supervisors who are like, oh, we need you, and we can't do shit without you, and we can't do this, and, oh, you're going to just leave us and shit. Like, that, nigga, them people, it's some people who be at their jobs for 20 years and don't get no fucking respect and don't get no, like, not to throw my job up under the bus.
Throw them motherfuckers, like, under there.
The other day, we got a message, and it was like, oh, it was some shit about somebody working there for a certain amount of years. And it was like, we just want to say congratulations. Don't say fucking, no, it was some shit about, oh, we're so proud of our employees and this and that and all that you do. And this, raise the fucking pay. Don't just talk about the shit that you're talking about. Don't just compliment us and say y'all doing good and y'all just brought us extra money. Raise my fucking pay. I don't want to hear about none of that, what you got to talk about. So just realize, I don't know, with these jobs, and I could be rambling a little bit, but with these jobs, don't give your all to jobs unless that job is going to get a all to you. Don't be in that bitch giving your 24/7 if the job can't do that for you. If you working at a job where you know them niggas is going to replace you the moment that you die or you leave, don't give your all to no job like that. Stop doing shit like that. Y'all be wasting away.
And I'm going to piggyback by giving thanks. I want to give thanks to Wallow 267, because that point that you made was a good point. I remember during the pandemic, I was working at an internship, and I was just a camera guy, and he came in one day. It was like a big thing. Like, they made it like a really big deal. And at this time, like, a lot of people didn't know who he was and stuff like that. Because I'd be like, oh, it's Wallow. And people were like, who is that? You know what I mean? But, like, the place knew who he was. So I'm just sitting in the break room eating, like, ribs or some shit on my break. And the guy snaps his finger. Now, it was the white guy who did it. At the time, I wasn't thinking. At the time, it wasn't my knowledge. It wasn't. It was just, I need this job done. It was, yeah. So, anyway, so, I'm pointed, you know, I'm filming him. He's coming into the thing, and then he just keeps asking, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And speaking about me, and he was just saying, like, this guy is going to be something or something like that. Like, y'all got a good one, this and this and that. And I really didn't realize, not my worth or anything like that, but it kind of broke my reality a little bit, because it was like, yeah, I'm more than just this camera guy. Like, I am destined for something. Like, that kind of, like, even though he probably was just, you know, working the room just to work the room, those words stuck with me to a point where I'm like, yeah, I can do something. I think I'm more than just somebody that can just make somebody, you know, look good on the camera. So I want to give thanks to Wallow for that. So,
and then again, too, just with shit like that, like you said, I'm more than just a camera guy. Don't be in no position if you can be more than just that position. And staying there and giving that shit your life. Walk away or boss up. If you, like, you, nigga, you knew you was more than just a camera guy. Now we got a TV show.
Yeah.
Or not a TV
show,
a podcast.
Yeah, we got a podcast.
Now we have a show.
Yeah, now we have a show. So,
and, yeah, niggas. Yeah.
Now we're dressed. I've lost my fucking mind. If y'all haven't seen this shit, I have lost my fucking marbles at this fucking point. Anything else? Anything? You got anything? All right. Thank you for being awkward. Say no. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward. Yeah. See ya next week. Woo! Appreciate it. I know. That's what I'm saying. Look. I feel like this feels good. This feels like I got off work. Like I just got off work. Now I'm about to cook some hamburger helper for the kids.